What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
To get a more in-depth perspective as to what's going on in our nation's capital, joining us right now from 106.7 The Fan in D.C., he hosts Overtime. His name is Lionel Willingham. Lionel, how are you, man?
I'm good, JR. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I know you will start your show in about, 10 minutes. Hey, is this a surprise? Ron Rivera gets the boot. Any shock so far of what Josh Harris has done?
JR, no surprise at all. Ron Rivera, during his 4 years in Washington as the head man, a record of 26-40-1, 3 team names, 2 owners, 8 different starting quarterbacks. But ultimately, JR, not enough wins for Ron Rivera while being here. I see a lot of national media members trying to, you know, pay respects and shed some light on the situation that Ron Rivera had to deal with here in D.C. But ultimately, JR, we know the distractions that he was tasked with dealing with, but this is a sport in a league that is dependent upon wins and losses, and he ultimately didn't win enough games.
And Lionel Willingham joining us from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. We know that Joshua Harris brings in Rick Spielman, former Vikings exec. Yeah. He brings in Bob Myers, a former Warriors exec. What is the next step in regards to identifying that head coach? We also know that there needs to be a GM. I guess they will have a president. Well, what are some of the next steps here?
Yeah, Josh Harris had a press conference earlier today here in front of the local media, and he kind of laid out the next steps in the process and then the type of organizational structure that he wants to have. As you mentioned, he kind of went outside the box with his initial hire, bringing in Bob Myers, former general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Then he brings in former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. Those two, JR, are going to assist Josh Harris and company in the search process for their head of football operations as well as the head coach. I love everything I've seen from the Harris Group to this point, wasting no time interviewing potential candidates. They've already put out interview requests to 5 different head coaching candidates. They've also put out head of football operation interview requests to 5 different candidates. So they're moving swiftly, trying to find an answer. The one thing that Josh Harris was adamant with is that Spielman and Bob Myers only serving as advisors. They will not be a big part of the football operations in terms of X's and O's, but they will be in charge of appointing that guy. So a big, big process getting ready to start here in D.C.
Lionel, is there anyone that the city and then also you really would believe would kind of be the best candidate to be head coach?
JR, it's so interesting, right? Especially considering this pool of candidates. I know everyone loves the sexy, offensive-minded head coach. Ben Johnson of the Detroit Lions is somebody that comes to mind. But, JR, when I look at the defensive-minded candidates that exist right now in this hiring cycle, look at a guy like Mike McDonald with the Baltimore Ravens. That defense has been historic this year, JR. First team in the National Football League to lead the NFL in sacks, takeaways, and points allowed per game. So they've been absolutely historic to this point. I look at Mike McDonald bringing over that Ravens culture and understanding how things are done. Washington needs a complete facelift and needs to have the culture sort of revamped and reset. Not saying that an offensive-minded coach isn't, you know, capable of setting a culture and setting a tone, but I look at Mike McDonald trying to recreate some of that Ravens magic down the Beltway here in D.C. would definitely be my cup of tea.
Lionel Willingham joining us from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. We know that the Commanders, they are all locked in. Not that this is something that they would want, but they will be selecting a number 2 overall in this year's draft. Are they going to be looking at a quarterback at that number 2 spot?
Yeah, I would have to think so, right? After Sam Howell coming out and leading the National Football League in interceptions. And I'll say this, though. From the get-go, I felt like Sam Howell wasn't put in a fair position to succeed. I always thought it was ludicrous for Ron Rivera to hand the keys to the franchise over to a 5th-round pick with 11 career completions, JR. It never made a ton of sense. They didn't use a lot of their draft capital to help Sam Howell this offseason. So I'm not surprised that he failed this year, but I do expect him to go quarterback at number 2 overall. We got the college football national championship tonight, JR. If Michael Penix comes out and shreds this Michigan defense, I expect him to continue to rise up draft boards as we get closer to April.
Final question for you. What is the temperature or tone or feeling in the city right now? I know there was some optimism when I was last in D.C. at the beginning of the season. How has the reaction been throughout the course of the year and now? Massive, massive disappointment or same old Washington team?
I would say based on the results during the regular season, JR, massive disappointment. Anytime you finish with four wins and you fall short of the playoffs, people are going to be upset, especially considering the fact that back in August, we were talking about this being a 10-11 win football team. Their defense, JR, they returned a top five defense in the National Football League, but this year regressed and was, you know, damn near last in every major statistical category. That was probably the biggest disappointment. But today, with Josh Harris speaking and then relieving Ron Rivera of his duties, there's a breath of fresh air here in D.C. because for the first time, this ownership group is going to lead this franchise through a proper coaching search and through a proper general manager search, something that we didn't see under the previous owner and Daniel Snyder.
Oh, Dan Snyder was a jerk. I can fill in some other words, but I don't want to spout them on the airwaves right now. Hey, Lonel, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I know that you're getting ready to start your show in D.C. momentarily. But before you get out of here with us on CBS Sports Radio, where can people follow you and keep up with you as these stories continue to develop?
Yes, keep tabs with me all off season long, man, as Washington continues to sort through this process. All social media platforms, I'm at NELL_BTP.
All right, Lonel, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you sooner than later, okay? You be well.
You too, Jay. I appreciate you having me.